This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. Benedictine sisters in the Philippines have set up a relief operations center in Manila to get food, clothing, medicines, and other much-needed supplies to those areas hardest hit by last week's deadly typhoon Haiyan. Sister Celine Saplala of St. Scholastica College in Manila manages the center. She says the Benedictine sisters have two communities in Tacloban and one in Ormoc, where they run schools and a hospital. These were among those areas most devastated by the typhoon. 1 week on from the massive storm, she says the lack of electricity, petrol, and communications continues to seriously affect their ability to get relief to those who need it most. One plane left Manila today with medical supplies for Tacloban and will return with a number of elderly sisters there who are in need of continuous medical care. In this interview, Sister Celine calls Pope Francis her hero and praises the efforts being made all over the world to help her country. She outlines the progress of relief operations, and she explains to me how the Benedictine sisters have been working for many years to lift up the poor and marginalized through education, formation, and health care.
One of the first and hardest hit was Island of Leyte and Samar. In Leyte, we have a hospital called Divine Word Hospital. We're running it. And we also have a school, the St. Scholastica College of Tacloban. It offers grade school to college. And down west, down southwest, we have another school, St. Peter's College of Ormoc City. It was also hit. But the worst is in Tacloban.
Can I ask you, yes. Sister, could you just give us an idea of how many Benedictine sisters there are and throughout the Philippines? And give us an idea. You mentioned that you're involved in education and in medical
yes.
care. Could
yes.
you just sort of give us an idea of what the Benedictine sisters are doing specifically?
I don't have the exact number, sorry, but we have about 170 sisters here in the Philippines, and we are spread from Luzon to Mindanao all over the Philippines. We have 10 schools. We are running a hospital, and we have social centers. We have a novitiate, and most of our sisters are involved in schools and also in social pastoral apostolate and in the hospital apostolate. We have about seven sisters in the hospital, and the biggest school that we have 12 sisters, and the smaller schools, we have about four or five for each community. So we are already 107 years here in the Philippines.
I noticed that you also, from your website, that you also offer care for the poor, better education for rural people and fishermen.
Yes.
You're also offering alternative education
yes.
for rural
That's,
women
yes.
in particular.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit more about those activities?
Yes, that is part of our social pastoral apostolate of the Missionary Benedictine Sisters. So we have social centers for urban poor women and children. We have also social centers servicing farmers and fisher folks, especially in the provinces. And we have an institute for women's studies, especially servicing our women and children. The Institute of Women's Studies has been established 25 years ago for the struggle for the rights of women and children. And we also service the poor people, the street children here in Metro Manila and other provinces, and provide shelter for them. And for women, we organize them so that they can be self-sufficient and can have their own income-generating projects. And we also conduct education and literacy for indigenous peoples like the Aitas, the Manobos, and the Cordillera tribes.
My goodness, you're involved on so many different levels. Now, tell us
yeah.
specifically what is happening there on the ground. In Manila, you're operating a relief terminal to try to collect relief and send it
yes.
out to the places that were the hardest hit by the typhoon. Tell us
yes.
more about what exactly you're doing in that area.
Yes. So, Claire, since the typhoon struck a day after, we have already posted in our website and put up an announcement. It went by social media also through our alumni and students that we are receiving relief goods. And so, after that, goods have been pouring into St. Scholastica's. And up to now, we have really tons of relief goods. We have been trying to ship them to the affected places, especially to our hospital and schools in Tacloban and to Ormoc. We have difficulty in the first day since there was no communication and flights were not yet available because of all the breakdown and the destruction. But little by little, since Sunday, we were able to ship already some of the goods, and so far it has reached the hospital, and some semblance of communication have been restored. And just this afternoon, more goods were brought either to Ormoc or to Tacloban. Medicines also have been flown, and basic needs like food, water, clothes, simple medicines for first aid and so on. And we're trying to contact all possible ways and means by land, by sea, by air, on how to reach, because this is down south, and the Philippines is an island, and so it's not that easy, you know? And the ground operation down south is, since all communications and transportation have been cut off, it took us some time before we could do it. But then we still had. Sometimes we get frustrated. Sometimes we get discouraged. But then we went on because so many people are suffering. So we are now achieving little by little what we can. And people know that. And they keep, I think they trust the sisters. They trust St. Scholastica's because this is not the first time also we did a relief operation and we were able to reach out to the typhoon victims.
Now, you're mentioning some of the big setbacks that you've had in getting aid to the areas which have been hardest hit.
Yes.
Has any of the telecommunications been restored?
So far, our mobile phones, we could now connect. We can now connect to our sisters. But since on the local area, after a day or so many calls, the battery has to be charged, and they have no electricity yet, no? And then our sisters, for example, in Ormoc, when we notify them that there is a airplane landing or a helicopter landing, so they have to get a bigger transportation to fetch from the airport. So they go back and forth, and sometimes they run out of diesel. So the supply of gasoline also down south is also being depleted. So that's where our sisters in the local area try to contact people who can help. And we here in Manila, we also try to mobilize people to contact all kinds through the little communication that we have here. In Manila, there's no difficulty. But when you are trying to reach Ormoc, for example, or for Tacloban, especially the first 3 or 4 days, it was very hard. It was really very hard. And it was hard also for us since we barely know what's happening with our sisters. But thanks be to God, they're all safe. And though they were traumatized by the typhoon, yet we salute our sisters, especially in the hospital. They went on. They carried on with the little medicine that they have. They were also flooded in the first floor. But and yet, the people came, and so their supplies also were depleted.
Have they been able to get some supplies, some medical supplies at the hospital there?
Yeah, so far we have had already little by little flown already there. And as of today, our prioress, even Sister Tammy, went to the hospital, and they will be flying back anytime this afternoon, so at least. And they are bringing some of the old sisters from the hospital, our own sisters, who need more medical attention. They are senior citizen sisters.
There's been an enormous amount of solidarity, even from big airlines, and we've seen warships from various countries come into the Philippines bearing all kinds of food and medicines. So, it does seem like the world is responding to this terrible crisis.
Yes, yes, and we are very grateful for that, Claire. In fact, just to speak about St. Scholasticas and our alumni, oh my God, their response is overwhelming. You know, they contact their friends, they contact their classmates both here and abroad, they contact their companies, wherever they are managers, they are employees. And just this afternoon, I think when your call came, I was receiving 150 tents from one company, and the account manager is one of our graduates. So you have those people. No? So even our students, sometimes they bring a little bag of their old clothes, old toys. A little girl of grade 2 came to me and said, "Sister, may I give a little of this?" You know, these are the little stories that touch your heart and keep you moving.
You said that the communications have been very bad with Tacloban and the other areas affected. But what stories have you heard about how the poor people there were affected by the typhoon when it rushed in?
Yeah, you can see that from internet or from the news, no? But some people really had to get shelter from whatever building they can, no? Some had to, after that, some had to start from scratch. Some were just, some of our sisters were saying, you see people just walking along the street and with blank faces, staring, no? Some starts moving and collecting clothes or pieces of food to start again, or piece of galvanized iron where they can have a shelter. Although we hear and we saw from the news that because of hunger and desperation, people really try to take advantage of whatever food there is available. And many of them have already been getting out of the places, but some stayed really. Some stayed. Yeah, and these are the people we still want to reach.
Now, what are some of the things that, if people are listening to this broadcast, how can they contribute? We know that in many parishes around the world this weekend, there are going to be money collections for the Philippines.
Indeed,
here in the Vatican, we're trying to organize amongst colleagues to bring canned foods and things in cooperation with the embassy to the Holy See. So, and Pope Francis himself has called for solidarity and with the Philippines.
Yes, we are very grateful for that, and we are very grateful and thankful, and we praise God for Pope Francis. He is my hero. I hope it's not much if you can tell him that, Claire, if you have an audience with him. But anyway, like for example, the Cathedral of Palo, that is the main cathedral of the Diocese of Palo, it was destroyed, no? So I can imagine the outpouring of help, especially in the restoration period. Even we here in St. Scholasticas and in our priory with Mother Adelaida and Sister Tammy, we were saying that maybe by next week we will be planning already for the phase 2, which is the rehabilitation, while we are still conducting relief. But relief operation for people who are still there to rebuild their houses, maybe in a very simple way, or set up tents where people can live and have something above their heads, no, because their houses are destroyed. And we are also receiving amount of donation, and even the restoration of the equipments of the hospital, the reconstruction and rehabilitation of our school in Tacloban and the convent, as well as in Ormoc also. And also help for the people in rebuilding their houses, maybe restoring also their psychological health and so on. We are tapping different doctors, our own students and guidance, and our own teachers to help in the debriefing of the victims. So this is going to be a long phase, Claire. It's the rebuilding, not only physical, material, but also the psychological and spiritual aspect of our people who were affected.